Chapter 1. Have a Dream. This isn't a get-rich-quick book. This is an insider's guide on how to follow your heart and live an empowered, effective, fun-filled life. And in a contest between the two, there is only ever one real winner. The place to start this life journey is with finding your dream. Dreams are powerful. They are among those precious few intangibles that have inspired men and women to get up, go to hell and back, and change the world. And I'm not talking about the sort of fantasy dreams that can't physically happen. I am talking about the sort of dream that will inspire you, one that you are really prepared to sweat for in order to make it become your reality. This quote from T.E. Lawrence means a lot to me. All men dream, but not equally. Those who dream by night in the dusty recesses of their minds wake in the day to find that it was vanity. But the dreamers of the day are dangerous men, for they may act their dreams with open eyes to make it possible. Our job is to be the dangerous type, the one who dreams by day and acts to make those dreams come alive and actually happen. So take some time to get this right. Go for a long walk. Think big. Think about what really makes you smile. Ask yourself what you would do if you didn't need the money. Ask yourself what really excites you. Ask what would inspire you to keep going long after most people would quit. Find those answers, and therein lies your dream. We all have our own personal Everest, and if we follow its calling, that is when life truly becomes an adventure. Now, obviously, your dream needs to be realistic and achievable, so use your common sense and exercise good judgment. But don't confuse realism with pessimism. Think big. Make sure it is physically possible. And as long as the key ingredients to achieving it are vision and hard work, then go for it. Write it down. Pin it on your wall, somewhere you will see it every day. Words and pictures have power. Got it? Okay, we have begun. Chapter 2. Don't listen to the dream stealers. The very next thing that will happen once you write your goals down and start to talk to people about them is that you will meet those all too common cynics who will look at you and smirk. I call them dream stealers. Beware, they are more dangerous to mankind than you might ever imagine. In life, we will never be short of people who want to knock our confidence or mock our ambitions. There are lots of reasons why people might want to rain on your parade. Perhaps they're a little jealous that you want more out of life than they might hope for. Or they're worried your success will make them feel inferior. It might be that their motives come from a better place and they just want to spare you the failure, heartache, and tears. Either way, the results are the same. You get dissuaded from achieving your dreams and from fulfilling your potential. The key is not to listen to them too hard. Hear them, if you must, out of respect, but then smile and push on. Remember, the key to your future success is going to be embracing the very same things those dream stealers are warning you about: the failure, the heartache, and the tears. All those things will be key stepping stones on the road to success and are actually good, solid markers that you are doing something right. Chapter 3. Just Begin. The greatest journeys all start with a single step. When you stand at the bottom of a mountain, you can rarely see a clear route to the top. It is too far away and the path too twisty and hidden behind obstacles. The only way to climb the sucker is to start, and then keep putting one foot in front of the other, one step at a time. There's a quote from Martin Luther King that I love. Take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step. It is good advice. When you are setting out on a long and difficult journey towards your goal, you will not be able to foresee every obstacle or anticipate every lucky break. But what you will find is that with every step you gain experience, perspective, skill, and confidence. It is these elements that will ultimately help you reach your goal. But you only gain experience, perspective, skill, and confidence when you start moving. See how it works now? Sometimes the journey ahead can feel so daunting and so implausible that we lack the courage to take the first step. And there is never a shortage of good excuses. It's not the right time, the odds are too stacked against me, or no one like me has ever done it before. I'm also willing to bet that Neil Armstrong, the first man on the moon, Sir Edmund Hillary, the first man to climb Everest, or even Thomas Edison, trying thousands and thousands of times to make the light bulb work, had a good list of excuses that they could have used too. And I can promise you they all felt inadequate at many times along their path. You know what the sad thing is? It's that most people never find out what they are truly capable of because the mountain looks frightening from the bottom before you begin. It is easier to look down than up. There is a poignant poem by Christopher Logue that I'm often reminded of when people tell me their reasons for not embarking on a great adventure. Come to the edge. We might fall. Come to the edge. It's too high. Come to the edge. And they came. And we pushed. And they flew.